It's Friday, May 10th. I'm Treyvelle Anderson.
And I'm Priyanka Arabindi, and this is What a Day, the show where we're excited for the Office reboot, even if it is just about how journalism is dying.
Okay, but they're not talking about us, right, Priyanka?
They better not be. Podcasting is supposed to be forever. I expect to have this job until the day I die.
Literally.
I'm never leaving.
Shout out to the pension plan.
I don't know about it, but I hope I'm in on it. It's fine. On today's show, universities shun UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield from commencement ceremonies, plus Barron Trump dips his toe into politics.
But first, it was quite a week for Barron's father, Donald Trump. In addition to major developments in his cases in Georgia and Florida especially, all eyes were on the former president's hush money trial. That's because adult film star Stormy Daniels, who says she and Trump had an affair in 2006, took the stand. And let's just say, she didn't hold back in describing what she says went down between them.
Yeah, Treyvelle, I would ask you to tell us more, but this is a family-friendly program, so we will not be doing that. The details are everywhere, though, so if you want to know more, a quick Google search will catch you up. Maybe just don't do it in the workplace.
Probably not. Now, the trial is not being broadcast, so all we have to go off of is folks who were in the courtroom. And lucky for us, friend of the show Norm Eisen has been there for the entire case thus far. Norm was special counsel to the House Judiciary Committee majority during the impeachment proceedings against Trump in 2019 and 2020. He was also special counsel to former President Barack Obama on ethics and government reform. And his latest book is titled Trying Trump, A Guide to His First Election Interference Criminal Trial, so he knows what he's talking about. I called Norm shortly after proceedings wrapped up Thursday and started by asking him to set the scene for us by describing the mood in the courtroom this week. Take a listen to our chat.
Stormy was definitely the star of the week. There's no doubt about that. The question was always going to be, how would she hold up on cross-examination? And now we know the answer. She gave as good as she got. This was ground zero, this 2006 encounter, of the whole case. It was not a perfect testimony by any means. It was messy. At times we had TMI. The judge said so. There's stuff we didn't need to know. But the jury could see what would have happened after Access Hollywood if this story had come out. It would have been a mess and it would have been on Trump.
As you just mentioned, this case is about allegedly fraudulent financial records that aimed to cover up this hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. But she was never in a position to know anything about those internal Trump Organization documents. Can you tease out a little bit for us why it matters what she had to say?
I've been going to court for over 30 years. A jury wants to understand the full story, and they would have felt cheated if they hadn't met Stormy. But another defense approach would have been not to fight over the meeting and alleged sexual relationship of Stormy and Donald Trump, but just to ask the question implied by your question to me, Treyvelle. Wait a minute, Miss Daniels. You didn't talk to Donald Trump at any point in 2016 when these supposed contributions were made. You don't know what he was thinking. Well, what about the Trump business records? You don't know anything about any fake documents in the Trump org. You don't know anything about how the Trump organization keeps its documents, do you? And just hammer, hammer, hammer that the prosecution has not yet proven their case beyond a reasonable doubt, because we don't have enough intent evidence. That's what we need Michael Cohen for. He's coming next.
Gotcha. Now, another thing that happened, Trump has been warned that he may go to jail if he can't stop violating the gag order. He's done that officially 10 times so far. I wonder how you see this game of chicken between Trump and Justice Juan Merchan playing out.
Well, Trump tried just before we left court to get the gag order lifted because he wants to defend himself against Stormy. All this press coverage and he can't defend himself. But the judge was having none of it. Judge made the point that, yeah, she may have finished her testimony, but there's other witnesses here. and other people involved in the case, and they get very intimidated. And the prosecution said a document custodian was nervous about coming and testifying because that person was afraid Trump was going to attack. So as of now, Trump is obeying the gag order, and the judge refused to lift it or change it to let Trump counterpunch with Stormy. We'll see if Trump loses it. So far, he's tiptoed up to the line. I think the judge has made clear if there's one more violation, Trump is going to go to jail.
I'm willing to bet money that he will violate the gag order again. But you're right. We will see. We're about 3 weeks into this trial. There's at least a couple more to go. How do you assess the case that's been presented so far? Do you think we are headed toward a conviction?
I do. I think the case has come in well. Probably the Stormy testimony was some of the bumpiest we got. I think the prosecution is proving its case. I think they're very close to achieving proof beyond a reasonable doubt. And I expect the testimony of Michael Cohen will deliver it.
Now, two of Trump's other cases made headlines this week, his election interference case in Georgia and the classified documents case in Florida. Can you remind us what happened with those two cases?
In the classified documents case in Florida, Judge Eileen Cannon, who has got to be one of the worst judges in the country, is refusing to move the case in a reasonable fashion. She's let a bunch of deadlines pile up. There's no excuse for it. She's kicked over the May trial date that was tentatively set on the calendar. Is it pro-Trump bias? He appointed her in the last days of his administration. Or is it sheer incompetence? Is she overwhelmed? Is she scared of the political violence that Trump can trigger, of having a target on her like on some of these other judges and prosecutors? Whatever the explanation is, she has baselessly refused to try this case. It's not that complicated a case. It should be set down at the latest for trial this summer after we finish the Bragg case in a couple weeks here in Manhattan. But it's not happening. And the other thing that happened this week is that an appellate court in Georgia said it would hear an appeal of the trial court there, Judge McAfee, who held that Fannie Willis, the Fulton County district attorney, had no conflict because of her relationship with Nathan Wade. And the appellate court said, well, we're going to hear that case. And now we're waiting for the other shoe to drop in Georgia. Is there going to be a stay? But until there's a stay that's entered, and there may not be because there's no legal basis to recuse Fannie Willis, until there's a stay that's entered, the Georgia proceedings are continuing. And then, of course, we're waiting for the big one, the 2020 federal election interference case that's up at the Supreme Court. And we'll see if we get a ruling from them.
That was my conversation with Norm Eisen, author of Trying Trump, A Guide to His First Election Interference Criminal Trial. It's the latest for now. We'll get to some headlines in a moment. But if you like our show, subscribe and share with your friends. We'll be back after some ads.
Hi. I'm Alex Wagner. I do not need to tell you that being an American right now is a wild ride. But as a longtime journalist, I am not interested in the noise or the fear-mongering. I'm interested in the stories at the heart of the headlines. That is why every week on my show, Runaway Country, I'm joined by folks in the middle of the crossfire. From disillusioned MAHA moms to newly fired immigration judges to Epstein victims themselves, to understand what it means to live through this political chaos as an actual human being. And now I'm excited to tell you that Runaway Country is available ad-free to Friends of the Pod subscribers. Friends of the Pod is the subscription that supports the work Crooked does as an independent media company and gives you a ton of great bonus and ad-free content. With the midterms approaching, you are going to need more content to keep you sane. And now you can find Runaway Country right there. Subscribe now at crooked.com/friends. Hi, I'm Alex Wagner. I do not need to tell you that being an American right now is a wild ride. But as a longtime journalist, I am not interested in the noise or the fear-mongering. I'm interested in the stories at the heart of the headlines. That is why every week on my show, Runaway Country, I'm joined by folks in the middle of the crossfire. From disillusioned MAHA moms to newly fired immigration judges to Epstein victims themselves, to understand what it means to live through this political chaos as an actual human being. And now I'm excited to tell you that Runaway Country is available ad-free to Friends of the Pod subscribers. Friends of the Pod is the subscription that supports the work Crooked does as an independent media company and gives you a ton of great bonus and ad-free content. With the midterms approaching, you are going to need more content to keep you sane. And now you can find Runaway Country right there. Subscribe now at crooked.com/friends.
Let's get to some headlines.
Headlines.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responded Thursday to President Biden's threat to cut off offensive military aid to Israel if the country goes ahead with its planned ground invasion into Rafah. In a statement, Netanyahu struck a defiant tone, saying, quote, "If we have to stand alone, we will stand alone." According to Israel's top military spokesman, who spoke to reporters on Thursday, the country does not need additional U.S. armaments for its planned military operation. And against this extremely tense backdrop, Gaza ceasefire talks were put on pause, with delegations from Hamas and Israel leaving Cairo without a deal. A senior Israeli official told ABC News that Israel's requirement that it be allowed to operate throughout Gaza against Hamas was a sticking point that prevented the two sides from coming to an agreement.
Xavier University of Louisiana has canceled a commencement speech by U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield, in what administrators said was a move to avoid, quote, disruptions. When Thomas Greenfield's speech was announced last Sunday, it drew opposition from some students at the HBCU who cited her votes against three UN resolutions calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. In a Wednesday night email announcing the cancellation, Xavier's president described it as a, quote, regrettable conclusion. However, student activists who condemned the U.S.'s support for Israel's actions in Gaza celebrated. Another commencement speech Thomas Greenfield was set to deliver at University of Vermont was also axed this week amid student outcry.
It is so interesting to me that they announced this on Sunday. This wasn't months ago. Like, this is in the middle of the context of all these campus protests, widespread, against this war. It's not surprising in the slightest that this is what they had to do.
Absolutely. I would like to say, as somebody whose HBCU alma mater is not listening to its students right now, Morehouse College invited Joe Biden to speak, and students are also speaking out against that. My alma mater's president is not listening to them. So I would say shout out to Xavier University's president especially.
Faculty members at the University of Southern California voted yesterday to censure the university's president and provost over their response to student-led pro-Palestinian protests. 93 people were arrested at those protests last month, most of whom were students. The demonstrations also led USC administrators to cancel the school's main stage commencement. The USC Academic Senate, which represents faculty, wrote in a resolution accompanying the vote that there is, quote, widespread dissatisfaction and concern among the faculty about administrative decisions and communication related to student protests. According to the LA Times, faculty also discussed whether they should vote to express no confidence in USC President Carol Folt, but decided against it.
The state of Utah set up a tip line to encourage residents to snitch on trans people who violate the state's public bathroom law. Trans activists and allies responded to this by flooding the line with thousands of fake reports, rendering the whole thing as useless in reality as it was cruel and wrongheaded in conception. Even the state auditor tasked with following up these calls accused the legislature of taking a, quote, ham-handed approach. Prank calls for good. We love to see it.
Barron Trump was selected as a Florida delegate at large to the Republican National Convention. Barron, who turned 18 in March, is making his first move into politics, joining half-siblings Don Jr., Eric, and Tiffany, of all people, surprise, surprise, as delegates. This is big news for Barron, but it's bigger news for Tiffany. So happy for you, girl. The job should be fairly easy since the GOP literally had no party platform the last time Trump ran in 2020. Barron, you are young. There is still time to save yourself, go rogue.
To freedom, okay, Barron? Okay, to freedom.
Precisely, yes. There's nothing I'd love to see more. And those are the headlines.
Two more things before we go. What do Tucker Carlson, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Ken Paxton have in common, aside from the fact that they absolutely suck? They also each have their own dedicated episode on Hysteria's YouTube series, This Fucking Guy. In each video, Aaron and Alyssa pick one swamp monster of a person who they argue makes America worse in their own special and unique way. To watch, search Hysteria on YouTube and subscribe so you never miss an episode.
And if you are looking for something to read this weekend, I interviewed our very own Josie Duffy Rice in my newsletter, Shit I Bought and Liked. We talked about everything from her career path and how she got her start to her secret Instagram account and all of the things she is obsessed with lately. It was a really, really fun conversation. And if you want to check it out, head to shitibotandliked.com.
That is all for today. If you like the show, make sure you subscribe, leave a review, prank call Utah's transphobic tip line, and tell your friends to listen.
And if you are into reading and not just any written document besides Stormy Daniels' very graphic deposition, like me, What a Day is also a nightly newsletter. Check it out and subscribe at crooked.com/subscribe. I'm Priyanka Arabindi.
I'm Treyvelle Anderson.
And join the resistance, Barron. If you know you want to.
Listen, beloved, you are the future. You could change things, Barron. You really could.
He wants to skip your high school graduation, Barron. Just remember that. He's going to a fundraiser instead.
What a Day is a production of Crooked Media. It's recorded and mixed by Bill Lance. Our associate producers are Raven Yamamoto and Natalie Bettendorf. We had production help today from Michelle Aloy, Greg Walters, and Julia Clare. Our showrunner is Erica Morrison, and our executive producer is Adrian Hill. Our theme music is by Colin Gilliard and Kashaka.
Hi, I'm Alex Wagner. I do not need to tell you that being an American right now is a wild ride. But as a longtime journalist, I am not interested in the noise or the fear-mongering. I'm interested in the stories at the heart of the headlines. That is why every week on my show, Runaway Country, I'm joined by folks in the middle of the crossfire. From disillusioned MAHA moms to newly fired immigration judges to Epstein victims themselves, to understand what it means to live through this political chaos as an actual human being. And now I'm excited to tell you that Runaway Country is available ad-free to Friends of the Pod subscribers. Friends of the Pod is the subscription that supports the work Crooked does as an independent media company and gives you a ton of great bonus and ad-free content. With the midterms approaching, you are going to need more content to keep you sane. And now you can find Runaway Country right there. Subscribe now at crooked.com/friends.